the painted walls of Paladin. How my heart can see them, yeah. As a boy of 18 summers, long before I don't regret. There I rode, bold, unwilling, and my loop was keen and true.
Welcome back to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke, and that's a little bit of Born to Be a Cowboy by Paul Larson. It comes from his new CD of cowboy songs. The CD is called Home. Although Paul Larson is a native of southern Minnesota, his home now is the Black Hills. And with a background as a rancher, rodeo rider, and roper, Paul Larson has lived the life he sings about. Tomorrow evening at the historic Home State Opera House in Leeds, he celebrates the release of Home with a concert featuring his friends Boyd Bristow and Kenny Putnam. Paul Larson joins us now from our studio at the Dahl Arts Center in Rapid City. And Paul, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Thanks for having me, Carl. It's a really pleasure to be here. I'm pretty happy.
Also in the studio is Kenny Putnam. And Kenny, thanks for stopping by as well.
Thank you, Carl.
And Boyd Bristow is with us on the line. And Boyd, welcome back to Dakota Midday.
Hi, Carl.
Well, Paul Larson, I have to ask you, were you born to be a cowboy?
I believe so. I think that's what happens. When I heard this song, that it felt really good about it. And the cowboys that I hang out with and do work for, that's their life. That's exactly, the song nails it.
And when did you embark on your cowboy life?
Oh, I suppose I started when I was about 18, when I, you know, got some wings to leave home. My father was a carpenter, dairy farmer, and when I went to college, I just decided that that was one thing I wanted to do, and it worked out pretty good.
So that was a farming life of rural Minnesota.
Correct.
Little different life in the Black Hills in western South Dakota.
I would say so, yeah. Not a whole lot of dairy cows where I live, but there's a bunch in the state, that's for sure.
Now, when did you start singing about the cowboy life?
Actually, I started in high school and just doing, because I liked all that older stuff. I didn't have a clue, still don't, how to read music. I just listen to it and play it, and luckily I've got some great friends that understand music better than me.
And those friends, Boyd Bristow, for example. Boyd, how do you work with Paul Larson? I know that you help produce and record the new CD, Home.
Well, you know, we've gotten together and played some gigs over the years, and when I was brought on to the project, you know, we just started slowly recording stuff and putting it down when we could. You know, when I'm living in Sioux Falls now, but I get out to the hills occasionally, and then we recorded it from afar, you know, like things are done these days. We had to do that some, and just kind of started slowly assembling and putting it together with you know, the with players that really seem to fit into the music right, in the right way.
And Boyd, how do you find, or what you know, how those players fit together, and how do you find the ones that really have a feel for this music and can really bring it out and help Paul Larson be at his best?
Well, one, you know, of course we have fiddle and mandolin, and then it's acoustic guitar based. And if you kind of think of some of Marty Robinson's sound, you know, like El Paso and things like that, it has that flowing style. Ricky Jacobson started the project, and he had some harmonica and accordion, which is very appropriate for this music, along with some piano. And after he passed away, you know, we brought in Tom Peterson to just do some wonderful harmonica work. And it just, it kind of evokes that sound, you know, of nothing real brash, but just very powerful.
And Kenny Putnam, you play fiddle and mandolin on the CD Home with Paul Larson. Fiddle especially, is that an integral part of cowboy music, do you think?
Well, yeah, it's portable, and it's very much like the voice. It doesn't have frets, and so the inflections and slides and vocalization on a violin are very similar to the voice. And then mandolin, of course, is played in the same way, but with a pick, and they both have a wonderful Western feel to them. They're in a lot of music. So,
well, I'd like to hear some music. I don't know if you want to play live or if we should play a track off the CD, Paul. What would you prefer right now?
We're ready to do anything. We could do off the CD or we could do live. We're standing here ready to go.
Well, since you and Kenny are there, have your instruments, why don't we hear you play something live?
That sounds great. That's what we'll try.
Okay.
Ready?
Hang on, Boyd.
One, 2, 3.
I go to riding all alone on the prairie. When my troubles get to weighing on my mind, heaven knows there is no finer peace and quiet like when you're riding on the prairie all alone. Well, now life can get to be a bit much more than anybody can take. Why, that's when I go to saddling up, riding my troubles away. I go to riding all alone on the prairie, and let her gently take my troubles far away. Well, it's not like I'm avoiding something that can no longer wait. Why, it's just sometimes riding helps me keep priorities straight. I go to riding all alone on the prairie, and let her gently take my troubles far away. I go to riding all alone on the prairie, and let her gently take my troubles far away.
That's Paul Larson along with Kenny Putnam on the fiddle, and music from the new CD, Home. They're performing live at our studios in Rapid City. Want to let you know that the new CD is out, and then tomorrow evening at the historic Homestake Opera House in Lead, Paul Larson is performing in concert along with Kenny Putnam and Boyd Bristow, and Boyd is with us on the phone. I'm wondering, Paul Larson, when you're on a horse, you know, a song like that, I get the feeling of just sort of the rhythm of that as well, like you're on the horse and maybe you're singing. Do you sing when you're on a horse?
Well, sometimes, yeah. When you're out there all alone and you don't have nothing else to do and nobody's around that can see you, of course, you might do all kinds of different things. But singing is one of them, yes.
And I'm wondering how you go about choosing the songs. Most of these are on the CD are from other people. Is there something that you're particularly looking for in a song that you want to perform?
Well, most of these folks are my friends, and when I go to cowboy poet gatherings, we sit after the shows and jam and do things, and some of those songs become kind of close to your heart. And so that's why I thought they'd fit this CD. And when I met Kenny and Boyd and we played together, it just seemed like the right thing to do. And I'm just very blessed to have these two fellas in my life and to be a part of the CD.
Now, there seems to be two sorts of songs on the CD. Some seem like they're your expressions, even if they may be written by someone else, like, say, Heaven on a Horse by Kyle Evans. And then some of these others are character songs, stories about people.
Right. And the people, you know, they it doesn't matter where you are in life, even though the song is about a certain person, you bump into those people and you'll find them. And even after you hear the music, you'll go, yeah, that reminds me of that guy or that person. That's just kind of how this music is. It's not necessarily sad. It's not necessarily super happy. It's just about life. And if it makes you happy, that's a great thing.
Well, what do you think, Paul, the attraction of the cowboy life is to others?
Well, you know,
I mean, it's hard work.
The romance of it leaves fairly quickly when you start actually ranching, because, you know, everybody thinks, oh, boy, the cowboys, it takes a certain mentality. Some of them always not so nice. Some of them are, if they're true to their spirit and to their way of life, of course they're going to be great, and they're going to have an open, happy heart, like some of the cowboys were portrayed in the movies, per se. Always good to kids, always good to ladies. A lot of respect for people in general. And so that's when I, as a child growing up, and started hearing these and meeting actual cowboys, the good ones, you can find out real quick, are the greatest people on earth.
Boyd Bristow, for you, I'm wondering what the attraction might be for cowboy music and cowboy songs and cowboy stories.
Well, you know, I think it's the same attraction that it is for almost everybody worldwide. You know, I grew up, with that the cowboy culture on my TV, and then my folks were rural people, and my gosh, my grandmother talked about going seeing Cole Younger. not that he was a good cowboy, but Cole Younger speak at a it was just part of. But it's also the songs and the philosophy of life. It's about nature. It's a whole different genre of music that's unique to America. But it's recognized and familiar to everybody in the world now, and so I grew up with that, and I've just always loved it. It's musically interesting music to play. Got a lot of interesting musical things in it too. So, but I would just say it's it's just something that has been part of my mindset ever since I was a small child.
And Kenny Putnam, do you have that same relationship with cowboy music?
Well, I've got cowpunchers in my family background, and I've been grew up in western South Dakota, and of course I love Marty Robbins, and I love all those songs of the West. And but I'd like to say this CD, and I've heard a lot of this type of music that's being recorded these days. I just want to plug the CD because I think it's a great CD. I've heard a lot of this stuff, and I know it's heartfelt because of the songs Paul's chosen and the ones he sang and the one he wrote. Some of the ones he's written are top-notch, and I think people should hear it as a recording. And, of course, this event is a CD opening party for that CD, so I would encourage people to look for the CD. Check it out, because it's great. It's a great music. Great music. So,
well, let's hear a little bit of music from the CD. You were talking about the song that Paul Larson wrote, "Home." Let's hear a little bit of that.
All my life I've been working cows. Seems more than a lifetime now. But every spring when new life begins, it sure helps my old soul out. When the long winter's gone, the spring rains are falling down. It cleans up all the earth, and it clears up all my doubts. So come ride with me in the old black hills where the high blueberries grow. We'll catch us a fish or two and talk with folks from long ago. So come ride with me, the old black hills where the elk and the lions roam. You feel inside some could never see this place that I call home. I saddle up.
That's the title song from Paul Larson's new CD, Home, and he wrote that one. And Paul, I'm wondering how that song came together for you.
Just like last weekend, it was a snowstorm in April. We had 14 inches of snow in 10 hours, and my neighbor's calves were getting covered up and cold and dying. And asked me to help. So I went out and rode my horse out in the middle of the snowstorm, wondering when I got out in the storm why I was there, because it was pitch black and snowing. But finally, by about 5 a.m., we got everything up into the trees and came home and sat down, and it just was there. I've always had the melody in my head. I just never had the words. And the words just flowed from probably being totally exhausted and knowing what we just did and how many cattle we just saved, it just came to me.
And after you moved to the Black Hills, how long did it take you to feel like that was home, or was it something that happened immediately?
Probably before I even moved here, because I was out here working cattle down by Red Shirt Table for about 12, 15 years before I moved here. I was there every spring and every fall, and it never seemed to be that great a weather. but yet that's where I wanted to be. And even though the hardships were there and things that the really good times were amazingly good.
What wonderful music on Home, the new CD by Paul Larson. We're running out of time here. We'll hear a little bit of Rodeo Wind as we wrap up things here. But I want to thank you so much, Paul, for coming by the studio, and Kenny Putnam, thanks for joining us, and Boy Bristow, thanks for joining us on the line as well.
Thank you, Carl.
Yeah, thanks for having
us, Carl.
The new CD of Cowboy Songs by Paul Larson is called Home, and he's performing at the Homestake Opera House in Lead tomorrow evening for a CD release party and concert with Boy Bristow and Kenny Putnam. That's from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Homestake Opera House in Lead tomorrow. And proceeds from the concert will benefit the Opera House 2014 Stage Design Fund. And that's just about it for this edition of Dakota Midday. Thanks to all of our guests on today's show. Stephen Zwemke, the producer. We had assistance from Chris Loffrey. And special thanks to Charles McElray for his help at the Dahl Arts Center in Rapid City. Tomorrow, I'll be listening for Tech Radio with the Computer Guys. That's at noon Central, 11 Mountain, right here on SDPB Radio.
She reaches to the shadows, finds him gone. Way out in the barn, a single lamp's burning. She faintly hears the radio play a sad old cowboy song. She watches as he works with his riggings and his saddles. And a cold chill runs through her in a cold and unquiet dawn. She's losing him to that rodeo wind that blows through his soul when the summer begins.